It's such a weird story. I went to college, played basketball with Kentucky for a year, and then went to a tryout camp my next year. Didn't have any scholarship offers, so out of that tryout camp, I was given an opportunity to play. Then 3 years later, went to spring training, had a good spring, and made the Reds in 75 and hung around for a couple of rings. So it was really cool. Got to see some really good ball players.
That's a tremendous way to start off your career. You were one of the guys traded, obviously, for Tom Seaver in 77, and the Mets slowly got better during your time here, and you were a Gold Glover during that time, too.
We had so many young players that were just excited to play. I mean, that were getting an opportunity. They had, when I got here in 77, they had all those great ball players, you know, Felix and Buddy Harrelson, and great pitchers with Matt Lacancusi and Jerry Grody, and they were all getting a little bit older. And then you lose Tom, and it gave some of us a chance to play. We struggled for a few years, but, you know, we got a chance to be everyday ball players. And there's not a bigger stage in the world than playing right in New York. And so all of us that got a chance to play, good or bad, we can say we experienced playing in front of some of the most knowledgeable fans in the country. And even though you played bad, if you played hard and kept your mouth shut and owned up to your mistakes, fans treated you pretty darn good.
Oh, they do. Oh, there's no question about that. When you you were a Kentucky kid and a Southern kid coming to New York, how was that adjustment for you?
Golly, look at them buildings over. I'm sure I had the deer in the headlight look. As a matter of fact, I think most of the broad or the news folks around would interview me just so they could hear my accent. And but it was a little shock, you know. I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, which is only 80 miles from Cincinnati, and it's a Midwest. And then you come up here a little quicker pace, and you have to pick up your game a little bit. Mr. Sinatra was right. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I'm just thankful I got a chance to do it. Played for Joe Torre, you know, who was a great manager. We didn't prove that. Well, of course, there's no telling how bad we might have been if he hadn't have been here. But Joe goes on and has a great career. Met some wonderful people. I still do the fantasy camps. So I'm in touch with a lot of the New York fans, and it's wonderful.
How was it playing basketball at Kentucky? Because you were there on a scholarship as well, baseball and basketball, right?
Yeah, well, I was there as a freshman, and every day our freshman team would scrimmage the varsity. The varsity was ranked number one in the nation. They had Dan Issel, Mike Pratt, a bunch of really good players. I got a chance to be a point guard on a team with 6'11", 6'8", 6'7", 6'5", and me. And my job was really easy. Coach Hall would give me – a freshman couldn't play varsity then, so we'd scrimmage. No three-point line, which hurt me a little bit, but – every day, I got to go out and scrimmage against some of the best players in the country. And Coach Hall would come up and he'd say, all right, here's what I want. I want 10 points, I want 7 assists, and I want you to take 5 charges, and then I expect us to win. And I'm 5'8 and 145 pounds, so it was a little different. But, you know, it taught me how to compete. And it taught me that even against the best, even if you don't rate, you can learn how to compete against the best, and I really appreciated that.
What do you remember most fondly about your time here in New York with the Mets?
Wow. Well, I met my wife. That's the most.
There you go.
While playing here, met her. We just celebrated 37 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And in baseball years, that's like 190, I think. But the fans that and I still, because of the fantasy camp, when guys learn to know you a little bit, it's not about your stats, it's about how you make them feel. And so to hear, get us a chance to talk about what it was like when we came over in the trade, and I think it's a special place. I stay in touch with so many. I mean, we came up a day early so we could go to see a show and go to a good restaurant, get on the phone, you call the people we know. I got a couple of firemen that were first responders that I invite to my golf tournament down home, and I stay in touch with them. So yeah, it's a lot easier to come back here now, I think, than it was the first year that I played as a player. So,
Doug, great talking to you. It's good to see you back here. Enjoy the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie. My pleasure.